This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Not only has the Lockdown 2 started by stealth, but now they're rolling out the COVID passports right where I live in Austin, all over the city. I'm going to be covering that 3 p.m. Central, co-hosting with Owen Schroyer on the War Room. Dr. Kopman's coming up here after I finish these calls. He's always extremely informative. Look forward to that here in just a few minutes. But let's get to your calls and get them in there. Let's go ahead and talk to Oliver in Pennsylvania. Thanks for holding.
Well, I had a teacher in May of this year take the first shot of the Moderna vaccine. And then 2 weeks later, she got the second shot. 2 days later, she was full of blood clots and dead. I had a cousin take the Moderna shot. She didn't take the second shot because the first shot made her heart for 5 days feel like it was coming out of her chest. She wised up. She didn't do it. She's still alive. I used the religious exemption for my children in school in Pennsylvania here. It works every time. No needles in my kids. That's it. The New World Order is gone for the kill shot on us. I know it. I feel it. But we're going to beat them.
Well, that's the thing, sir. I don't just have the VAERS reporting. I don't just have all the documents. I know a bunch of people who died or had heart attacks when they took it, including young people. And then I run into people on the street everywhere telling me the same thing. I mean, they are killing us. This is insane. And they're just normalizing it to test to see if they can give, quote, booster shots that Israel says are killing even more people. Because every time we don't resist, they just up the attack.
They're going for the Georgia Guidestones. Right now, people wake up.
Oliver, let me ask you this. Did the local school teacher's family wake up when she died?
My daughter talked to her stepdaughter on Facebook. And she says, yes, my stepmom died from the vaccine. She was healthy. She's 41 years old. She played softball still. It didn't smoke, didn't drink. And all of a sudden, boom, after the second shot, 2 days later, it rushed to the hospital, couldn't walk, full blood clots, dead. It's a shame. They're going
it's a shame, brother. They killed her, and they did it through people that thought they were heroes. It's all been scripted. It's all a behavioral psychologist war game. But there's good psychologists and people fighting back on the other side. One of them's a psychiatrist. He's coming up. Thank you so much, Oliver. God bless you. I hear the pain in your voice. I know how real it is. Believe me, I've had losses as well. I have a family member took one shot, got super sick, hasn't taken the next shot yet, but won't talk to me now because they don't want to be wrong. It's this weird pigheadedness. Joe in Indiana, then Cody and Trish. Welcome, Joe.
Hey, Alex, how's it going? I just wanted to make two quick little points. You know, how do they go and make, you know, a distinguish between the first variant, the Delta variant? You know, you can't even test which one's which. This is ridiculous. People need to wake up.
Yeah, I mean, they admit they're just turning up computers to find whatever they want. It's total bull. It's like you can have dead silence in a room with soundproofing, no sound. You can turn a microphone up until it finally hears sound and does feedback. And that's they set it for what they want, and then they turn it up till it finds it.
One thing, Alex, I just wanted to say, if you want to make a difference, you hear people out in society talking about it, put that simple fact out to them about that. Besides the fact that the brain wave that is most active when you're sleeping is called the Delta brain wave, like, come on, let's go. They're using plain words in plain sight. But if people are just, you know, starting to wake them up with plain, simple facts they can understand like that. Like, how do you tell this between the first one and this Delta? And why didn't the second and the third one get a special name?
Brother, it's all in our face. I totally agree with you. They cooked up an artificial virus so they could create a vaccine for that then kills you. So the virus is real. It's not a very dangerous virus. Almost everyone has died of something else, but now there is mass death from the vaccine, and they admit it, but they think the public's too ignorant to admit it. But you hear how many people know their family members have died from this. We're going to bring Fauci and others to justice. Don't worry. One way or another, they'll be brought to justice. That's how the universe works. Thank you, Joe. But these psychotics can't help it. They have to kill. So don't think they're invincible just because they have this much chutzpah or bravado or hubris and do this. realize that's their nature. Their nature is to kill, steal, and destroy. Cody and Trish, and then Dr. Kaufman takes over.
It's hard to believe we're already halfway into this insane year of 2021. We're seeing world government, world IDs being announced, forced inoculations. All the tyranny we warned of is now here. But on the good side, there is also a global awakening, the likes of which this planet has never seen. So truly, the battle between good and evil is now front and center. That's why I want to thank all the viewers and all the listeners for your support, for your word of mouth, for your prayers over the years, because without InfoWars, we'd be in a lot more trouble than we are right now. So again, thanks for keeping us on the air. And please take advantage of the big super sale, flash sale we're doing right now at InfoWarsStore.com. A whole bunch of our best-selling products are 50% off despite the fact they're selling out. That's why it's a flash sale. Of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, our Greens Formula, of course, our high-quality Vitamin D3 Formula with calcium. Then we have the 1,100% of your daily allowance Vitamin C with zinc. They're all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and the deal has to end in less than a week, so please take advantage of it right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Crashing the lies and disinformation, waging war on corruption. We are the Pro-Human Network, bringing all people together for a human future. All right, I got two final calls I promised to jam in, then our special guest host is about to take over, Dr. Andrew Kaufman. He's been having amazing interviews, amazing shows, so I'm just cutting into him right now, even though his material and information is better than mine. He's fresh and ready to go, but I promised to go to Cody and Trish, so here we go. Cody in FEMA Region 7, vaccine side effect story. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Alex, it's amazing the way the universe works, because you were talking about blood curdling with this doctor that's going to come on, and that's exactly what happened to my grandmother. She was having heart palpitations, went to the ER. They went to draw blood to test, and as it was filling the vial, it clotted instantly, and they had to redraw a second time. And it's just, it blows me away that people don't see that sort of stuff, and it's scary.
Well, you know, the term blood curdling, for those that don't know, when milk becomes stagnant and basically curdles in little balls, it's called blood curdling or milk curdling. So the blood is literally curdling in the body after these injections. Wow, so the very term blood curdling, which means horror, fear, death.
Yes, it was quite stunning. And then the caller you had about his niece losing her eyesight, I know someone else that got the Johnson & Johnson, and their eyesight, they're, you know, in their 60s, and now they're going blind. And they were perfectly fine before. And people just don't want to accept the truth. I think it's so horrible, they just have to deny it. And so they allow it to happen.
Well, that's the psychology. And what's happening is, this is modern war. It's biological war by the globalists. They've got to get rid of the population. Americans think they are owed all this debt. Americans want all these services. And so the decision is just made to stun the society, create Cloward and Piven, and collapse the society. I mean, that's what the Rockefeller Foundation said they would do. And so it's a new type of war. If it was tanks and airplanes, we would stand up and defeat it. But no, instead it comes in white lab coats. And most of the people doing it, Cody, think they're good. They're compartmentalized. They don't even know.
Exactly. And that's the scary part. You know, they say the pathway to hell is paved in good intentions. And that's exactly what we're living right now.
Amazing time, Cody. What else happened to your grandmother?
So as far as after that, nothing else, but it scared her. And there was mention of, you know, oh, you have to get a third round of booster. And she said, that's not happening. And so she's lucky where she is now. She's in her 80s. So, you know, only time will tell, but it certainly gave her quite a shock. So I'm just thankful she's still here and, continue to fight the good fight, you know.
God bless you, Cody. Yeah, it's insane. And the mainline medical literature says it causes massive blood clots. I mean, all these vaccines. They're not vaccines. All right, last caller, then our special guest host takes over. Trish in Michigan. Go ahead, and thanks for holding.
Hi, this is Trish in Michigan. I've been trying to be patient with calling, and I'll try to make this quick. But send a shout out there to Brandon in Michigan for all the stickers. I've probably ran across them, never met them, don't know them. And Alice's awesome breakdown, which I identify with Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and I'm not taking a shot. I have all the documentation you have that you present. I have it for in case I need it, but I will lose my job over that because I know to save my life, I shall surely lose it. And I'm so thankful to God, Alex, that you are fulfilling the calling on your life. Don't ever give up. We're all in this together. And I'm a woman in the marina with you. And I just want to say I use all the products. I love the iodine. And there's not too many shirts that I don't have. I'm a walking billboard. That's all I wear to work or wherever I'm at. I get compliments on them all. And I have two shirts from down there on January 6th, of course. You know, I just wait for somebody to ask me questions because I can't wait to truth bomb them. And it's just, and in a sense, don't let fear hold you back because it's just fake evidence appearing real. My grandson that you signed that bullhorn for down in D.C. when I hopped the back of the fence, he knows that we go to church. We went to Trump parades and he knows Alex Jones. And the wound care gel is awesome. If you want to know how well it works, my daughter-in-law was bringing him over here for me to babysit. And he touched the curling iron and burned his hand severely. And I went right for the wound care gel, put it on his finger, and it stopped. He stopped crying right then and there. So what better person to support the wound care
gel? Well, you're awesome, Trish. What was your call on Governor Whitmer and the mandates?
Well, I can tell you what. I don't support her one bit. My dad passed away. The beginning of all this, which I know it was COVID because the facility who was in, there was two times that people were ill and put in his room. And I ran across a couple of the nurses later on that was working right with my dad. And they ended up quitting because they couldn't handle all the death. And I'm not going to follow her because she's not God. And like I said, the Lord, may he get all the honor and glory in all we say and do. Because in Luke 10, I've been just waiting for a long time to get back and talk with you again, but Luke 10, chapter 10, verse 3, go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among the wolves. And that's what we are fighting. We're, you know,
well, there's no doubt this is a very evil corporate global takeover, and I really appreciate your call. Thank you so much, Trish. Now, I want to hear what our guest host has to say, and I apologize for taking 10 minutes of the time away. I'll be on the war room today because I got so much to cover I haven't gotten to. All these businesses in Austin saying you got to have the injection and proof to come in them now. Restaurants, banks, stores, hotels, wedding venues. We're going to cover this first hour of the war room in about 50 minutes. I want to hand the baton over to Dr. Andrew Kaufman, who went to MIT and MD from the Medical University of South Carolina, and he's a psychiatrist, which is a medical doctor, and he's been a very well-spoken, leading exposer of the tyranny we're witnessing. So I want to hand the baton to him right now. Dr. Kaufman, thank you so much.
Alex, it's great to be here, and thank you for having me. Once again, I want to say that I'm Dr. Andrew Kaufman, coming to you live from Central New York on this sunny day of August 11th, 2021, and I'm hosting the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show today. And we have information-filled hour as usual, and I'm going to have two stories today. The first story that I want to announce is called Freedom, Collectivism, and Totalitarianism, and I was very reassured to hear some of the comments from the callers with Alex just a moment ago, because it seems that this audience is a little bit more awake to the situation than others, but I'm going to cover the historical, philosophical, and recent events that add up to this collectivist and totalitarian takeover and give you some concrete suggestions about what to do. But the first story I'm going to discuss tonight is I'm going to tell you about the fraud that is called the Delta variant. And I want to assure you that this is a completely made up and fabricated construct. And I'm going to lay out the exact scientific principles that demonstrate how misinterpreted and false this notion is. And of course, as we know, this is what is being used to manipulate us and to justify new policies, as we mentioned, from Governor Whitmer and many other authority figures. So I've been very critical of virology and that they do these experiments, which are really a tissue culture, and they call viral isolation. Now, this is their standard, as flawed as it is, for how to prove the existence of a virus. Well, let me tell you that they have never even attempted this experiment for any variant, including the Delta variant. Now, if this is their experiment that they use to actually prove that a specific virus exists and they haven't even attempted it, well, how can they say that this exists? Of course, this is a major flaw in reasoning. Now, they have only called this a thing with many other thousands of variants based on this computer-simulated in silico genome sequencing. And I'm going to review that in just a moment when we come back after the break. But I want to also tell the viewers out there that if you want to learn about the real biology and the real ways of healing, like some of the products sold on this show, the True Healing Conference will be October 9th through 10th in Jacksonville, Florida. True Healing Conference.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Hello, and welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Once again, I'm your guest host, Dr. Andrew Kaufman, here live from Central New York on this day of August 11th, 2021. Before the break, I started talking about the lie that they call the Delta variant, and I also announced the True Healing Conference there, so please do check that out to come see us in person. But back to the Delta variant. So I had mentioned that there have been no attempts to isolate not only the Delta variant but any other variant, and that this has been discovered by an inability to validate and repeat an experiment and get the same results, which I'm referring to this in silico or computer simulated genome sequencing. That's really the only pseudo evidence they have at all to say that there is such a thing as any variant. And they report a lot of properties about this in terms of how it behaves clinically, like is it transmissible? Is it cause severe illness? Well, it turns out that they didn't actually study the virus itself, but they looked at some experiments that I will describe with monoclonal antibodies, pseudoviruses, which are essentially lab-created simulated viruses, and of course, more computer modeling. And I also want you to know that there is no test for any variant. So we have these variety of diagnostic tests like the PCR test, the antigen test, antibody test, the lateral flow test, etc. And of course, all of these are experimental diagnostic tests and none have actually been validated, but they are all only for the original version of the made-up SARS-CoV-2, and none of these tests have been studied or gotten any type of emergency use authorization or any other permission from the government to sell them. In fact, I don't even think they've been developed. So there is no way for any person to go and get a test for any variant. So how do they actually know that this thing is real or that people have it? So if we could go to the next slide, I want to discuss an outbreak that was reported in Cape Cod, Massachusetts, a vacation destination, and I did mention this briefly last week, but it is important to go over this because what we can see here is a lot of contradictions. So what happened here is that we had in this vacation area this summer an alleged outbreak of a couple hundred people with COVID-19. Now, of course, we are using an invalid test to denote that these people have COVID, so really this whole study could be tossed aside. But let's just take it at face value and look at what they found. Well, they reported that in Massachusetts overall, the population, about 69%, have been vaccinated. Okay. Now, in this outbreak, of all the people who were diagnosed as having COVID in this outbreak, they said 74% of them were fully vaccinated. Now, that is a higher percentage than the number of people who've been vaccinated overall. So what this suggests is that you actually have an increased risk of getting sick with this particular illness, whatever it is, if you are vaccinated. because the percentage of vaccinated people in this outbreak were higher than in the general population. So vaccinated people were overrepresented in this outbreak sample. Now, despite that, later down the paragraph, after it reports these critical statistics, there is a recommendation to that the vaccine is the most important strategy to use to protect against this illness. Now, how is that the best strategy when it actually increases your risk of getting sick? So this is what happens when you read some of these official documents, is that you see these obvious inherent contradictions. And this is a great sign that what you're reading is propaganda rather than science. Now, even if we talk about the severity of the illness, out of the few people that were hospitalized as a result of this outbreak, 4 out of 5 of them, 80%, were vaccinated. So it's not that they are more likely to get sick but have less severe illness. It's actually they're more likely to get sick and they have more severe illness. And that's essentially what this is telling you. Now, it also reports here that 89% of these cases were with the Delta variant, but that doesn't exist. So that number is really meaningless. But they put such a high percentage in there because they want to scare us, intimidate us. And that is the way that they're going to justify further lockdowns, mask mandates, and whatever else they might come up with next. And we have some ideas about what's in the pipeline. Now, once again, it mentions in this report that antibody studies were used to make some of these determinations. So let's look a little bit closer at this, if we could check out the next slide, please. Now, I just want to make one more point, because that is not the only study showing that people who are vaccinated are not protected. We have this other publication here talking about breakthrough infections with the Delta variant. So I believe that we're going to see more and more reporting about this. But the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, as you'll see in the next slide, is not quite confident enough to make a bold statement, but she is acknowledging that, quote, the Delta variant after vaccination may be contagious and spread the virus to others. So she doesn't say that the Delta variant will make people who are vaccinated sick, but she says that it will cause vaccinated people to be able to spread this alleged variant virus to others. Now, I have to beg the question, what exactly does a vaccine accomplish if it does not prevent transmission of the illness? Now, if we go to the next slide, this is the page on the CDC website where they actually talk about what a variant is. So they define it and they give a classification system. And the classification system is actually based on the potential health threat rather than, you know, the Greek letters as we have come to know. And interestingly, they don't even follow their own definitions about what classification to put for a particular variant. However, in this article, it doesn't actually discuss how they determined that there is a variant in the first place, and it also doesn't directly discuss how they determined the clinical characteristics of such a variant. So you have to look to the reference sections and dig a little bit deeper. Now, it does say in a footnote that the variants are determined by the in silico genome sequence. So we know that at least has been confirmed. But, you know, after the break, I'm going to talk about the crazy method that they use to ascertain any clinical information about these variants, because, as you know, these variants don't actually exist. So they can't actually take the variant out of a sample, purify it, and study it. So what exactly do they do? I'll tell you that it will completely astonish you, the lengths that they go to make up pseudoscientific information in order to create the fear that will get us to go along with whatever they say. We'll be back with more after the break.
got amazing shoes, amazing pillows, towels, sheets, beds for humans, beds for dogs, beds for cats, all amazing products at already very low prices, hiring thousands and thousands of Americans with promo code Alex. With MyPillow.com or FrankSpeech.com or any of your sites, they get the very best discount. It's an amazing deal.
You get my six-pack of towels for $39.99, normally $109.99. You can get my Keys of Dream sheets, normally $100-some a set, as low as $49.99 a set. I took everything and just passed the savings on because we need support right now for what's going on. Myself, I need this for the Cyber Symposium. I just lost $1 million a week revenue by telling Fox, you know what? I'm not going to succumb to your cancel culture. We're going to bring the word out on our own. Your best specials, use the promo code Alex, and you're supporting us getting the word out with Alex's great show, InfoWars, and you're supporting MyPillow, 2,500 employees that I haven't had to lay anybody off in spite of trying being attacked and canceled.
Beautiful. You're an example of resistance. Mike Lindell, Godspeed.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Dr. Andrew Kaufman, coming to you live from Central New York. Before the break, we were speaking about the lie that is the Delta variant, and I was going over the CDC's explanation for how they learn information about the clinical presentation and the behavior of these variants. And if we could have the next slide, I want to highlight that since they cannot actually get these viruses from nature because they don't actually exist, they go to the great length of synthesizing what they call a pseudovirus. Excuse me. Now, this is a laboratory creation that they essentially make a fake version of the virus in order to conduct research because they can't get the real virus. And so you can see in this article that is on the slide, this describes the procedure that was referenced by the CDC. So we created VSV, that is another fake virus, based SARS-78 CoV-2 pseudoviruses that contain each of the individual mutations as well as one with all 8 mutations of the B.1.1.7 variant or the UK Delta 8 and et cetera, et cetera. Now, that B.1.1.7 is the code name for the Delta variant, just to confuse you. But what I would like to explain that they are actually doing here is they took the results of the computer-simulated genome sequencing, which they say is enough to tell that there is something different about this sequence, and they took those mutated sequences, or that they didn't get the same result as the original SARS virus, which was also a computer simulation, and they used an actual machine to synthesize those sequences of genetic material in the laboratory. And then they put those in this other virus particle that was a particle from a cell culture that they purified out and they emptied, and then they're putting this material inside of it. And then what they do is they take these synthetic pseudovirus particles that they have concocted in the laboratory, and they add them to a cell culture. Now, they say that what will happen is that this synthetic pseudovirus will invade the cells in that culture. And then what they do is they mix different monoclonal antibodies that they say are for the SARS coronavirus with the cell culture. And depending on how they react, that's how they guesstimate what the clinical response. So, for example, there are these monoclonal antibodies that they have, you know, identified, and I'm not even going to get into that this research also is based on a lot of false assumptions, but let's take it at face value once again, that they have an antibody, for example, that's called a neutralizing antibody. And they say that this is the antibody that actually protects you from the infection. So when they add the neutralizing antibody to this pseudovirus cell culture big mess, they can say, well, how tight does it bind? Does it react with this neutralizing antibody? And if it doesn't react very well, then they say it causes a more severe illness. Or they might say, based on the same kind of experiment, that it is more or less transmissible. But not once did they ever do a clinical study with people who were infected with this, because they would have to first prove that it exists, then find out a way to reliably identify it, and then look at, you know, people with this variant versus another variant that they do the same way and ascertain the information over time. But this is not really done. For example, when we're talking about the issue of asymptomatic transmission, the notion that people without symptoms can transmit disease to other people, there are real-world studies, and they all show that there was no transmission. But that wasn't good enough to justify the policies of social distancing and lockdowns. So what did they do is they created a computer simulation study, and they tweaked the parameters on that simulation in order to make sure it showed that social isolation was effective at reducing transmission. The problem is that these illnesses don't exist inside of a computer or on a silicon wafer. They exist in the real world. People in the real world experience illness and sickness. And if we ever want to truly understand what is making people ill, we need to put aside all of this false and fraudulent research and actually study what is really in nature. All right, well, I'm going to shift gears now and get into my second story, but I hope that was helpful and illuminating about the Delta variant. And if we could please go two slides to the quote with Freedom. And I want to start off with just a little bit of a monologue here, because many of you out there and many others who may not be listening, they've been having these kinds of thoughts, okay? The thoughts of this will all end soon if we just stick it out. Or I'll just take the weekly PCR test. It's better than the vax. Or I'll get a religious exemption. I'll get a medical exemption. I will get a fake vaccine card. I'll take the least harmful of the vaccines. I'll wear a mask if I have to. I have to travel, so I'll do what's required. I need my job. My kids need to be in public school so I can work. Well, if you've experienced these thoughts or impulses, you are no longer living in freedom. Now, you may not realize this yet. You may falsely believe that you are still free, but the truth is that you're not, and I'm going to lay out the evidence for that during this story today. And in fact, if you act on these thoughts and impulses, not only are you not free, but you are actually helping the elites plan to establish a totalitarian state where no one has any semblance of freedom at all. Do you think that it's not already happening? Well, I would request that you think again. And if you're waiting for the time to stand firm, the time to say no once and for all, thinking that there will be a breaking point, there will be a threshold, well, I'd like to tell you that the time is right now. In fact, as I see it, this is really your last chance. Because if you stand up now, there may be some consequences. You may have to walk away from a job. You may have to take your child out of school. You may have to end even your marriage or other significant relationships. You may alienate yourself from your family. You may decrease your financial position. But I want to tell you that these are all very mild and minor things to risk given the circumstance, because if you wait, if you delay, in the future, once the state is established, and we see this happening on a day-to-day basis right now, then you will risk something much, much greater. We've seen this over and over again in history, that people who become disobedient once the totalitarian state is established will be killed. They will be imprisoned. They will be in forced labor camps, suffering torture and other forms of human rights abuse. Right now, those consequences have not come into existence, especially not in the United States, but we really have to act. Now is the time to start saying no, start standing up, because freedom is the only thing, the only way that it is worth it to live. Look at all the suffering that we have observed from people living under the communism of the Soviet Union. All throughout my childhood, our pop culture was filled with stories about their plight and their suffering that we thought in the United States we would never experience. So I'm going to discuss the philosophy.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Your habits, your facts, your fears, your bus, your address, your shoes, fire, your
ears. Hello and welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Dr. Andrew Kaufman, on this fourth hour today on August 11th. Before the break, I was talking a bit about freedom and totalitarian and the timing and the situation that we are in right now. And if we could put up the slide on freedom, I want to talk a little bit about what freedom is and what people have said about freedom, because it is really one of the most important aspects to life. Freedom is the air we cannot do without, that we breathe without even noticing it until the time comes when, deprived of it, we feel that we are dying. And I have felt like this under the current regime. We could have the next slide, please. The only freedom which deserves the name is that of pursuing our own good in our own way, so long as we do not attempt to deprive others of theirs or impede their efforts to obtain it. Each is the proper guardian of his own health, whether bodily or mental or spiritual. And that is a principle that it is imperative that we embody in the current climate. Now, there is a destructive political force that is threatening this freedom. And we have all talked about it using different names, but I want to get at the actual philosophy that is behind this political march toward totalitarianism. And this is called collectivism, if we could have the next slide. And collectivism is a type of societal structure which the individual is subordinate to the whole, or the collective, the society, the nation, etc. And collectivism is in contrast to individualism, where the individual, the man or the woman, is the most important, and that their rights and interests are emphasized. And that is the philosophy, in fact, that the United States of America is founded upon, and the one that was ingrained in me as being of the most importance ever since I was a child. We could have the next slide. So this is from Ludwig von Mises. The individual has to subordinate himself to and conduct himself for the benefit of society and to sacrifice his selfish private interests to the common good. Now, this is the attitude of the collectivist, and we have seen this play out in the current pandemic situation. And in fact, we have learned that this was actually a purposeful narrative that was devised by psychologists on the people. So what I'm talking about is that when I was, you know, I've never actually worn a mask, not for once. And of course, I also lost my last job as a psychiatrist for refusing to do so. So when I was out in public, many times I faced a lot of social pressure and ostracism, and people were downright disrespectful. But one of the things that we maskless folks have heard was, "You're killing grandma," as if, first of all, that there's any basis that you're not wearing a mask could have an effect on another person, but they're essentially saying that it's your responsibility to protect the safety of other people, and that your own safety is a second fiddle to that goal. Now, we don't have to look far in history, if you could bring up the next slide, to see that collectivism was the philosophical underpinning of all communist, fascist, and social dictatorships. And we have this quote from none other than Hitler: "The common good before the individual good." The first of many parallels that we'll see between the Nazi regime, the communist regimes of the Soviet Union, the People's Revolution in China, and the list goes on and on, because if we come up with a list of collectivist supporters, we're going to find not only Hitler, but also Lenin and Stalin, Pol Pot, Mao Zedong, and others. So, in a collectivist system, the good of the society or the collective or the nation is put before that of the individual. However, what is in the good interest of the society? How does one determine that? Because the society is not a concrete thing. In other words, it's an abstract concept that makes up the totality of all the individuals in a community who live side by side with one another. And all those individuals have needs and things that would be good for their welfare, but there is no objective way to say what is good for the whole community, society, or nation at large. And this is very convenient for those collectivist leaders, because what it means is that they are the ones who get to decide what is in the best interest. In other words, they make the decisions for the collective, and you as an individual are supposed to follow their instructions or else face the consequence, even giving your life to the state. So if we look at the next slide to see what's happening now,
is we see the collectivist leader who is the new director of the CDC, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, by the way, who is an academic physician scientist and then suddenly was made the head of the CDC and now has all of this political power. And she is abusing this power severely because the CDC director, which is an appointed position, not part of the legislature, not a judge, and she directed the moratorium on evictions to be extended without having any authority based in law to do so. So this is an example of a technocrat, a scientific designated expert for the state, making policy. Now, in our nation, we have legislative powers given specifically to the Congress and the House of Representatives, and they are the only ones who can make law. But what we have seen over and over again during this march toward the totalitarian state is that laws have been made by governors and officials for the CDC and the National Institutes of Health without any legislative process or approval. And even in many cases, law enforcement officers are enforcing these, which are not laws. What this is called the color of law, and it is extremely illegal and an excellent basis to sue people who are trying to impose this tyranny on you. Now, the next slide here is anti-vaccine extremism is akin to domestic terrorism, so that you can see censorship and scapegoating are a big part of the current agenda, and we've seen those in every totalitarian regime. To poison public opinion against vaccinations could result in countless American deaths. That is akin to domestic terrorism. So does this mean that we will have soldiers knocking at our doors to arrest us and incarcerate us or even to take us out if we talk about the objective science, which shows that vaccines in general and especially the pseudo-genetic COVID vaccines are extremely dangerous? Now, if we go skip two slides here, and I want to show another aspect, which is reporting on your neighbor. We see coronavirus in Minnesota, where to call if you see people who aren't social distancing. Once again, we find the same policies being supported in Nazi Germany. If we could have the next slide after that, please. And now this is a very, very concerning about what is going on in France right now, because they are enacting a major surveillance state with requiring to have a digital passport showing your vaccine and health status, and eventually even to buy groceries. So we can see the development of all of the aspects of collectivism and totalitarianism have already entered our nation and other nations across the world, seemingly in lockstep according to an agenda carried out by a higher elite group who is really running this whole show. And if we could just have the next slide here, because I want to give you some words of hope and encouragement. The great citizens of a country are not those who bend the knee before authority, but rather those who, against authority, if need be, are adamant as to the honor and freedom of that country. And one more quote from Henry David Thoreau: disobedience is the true foundation of liberty. The obedient must be slaves. So this is your opportunity to exhibit that disobedience that embodies the human spirit. With that, I would like to remind everyone to please sign up for your free registration at the True Healing Conference, because we will be embodying that spirit of freedom. And
we have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.